Hey, friends. Thank you for taking 30 seconds out of listening to our good friends, Isaac and Angie Tolpin. Hi, my name is Aaron Smith, and I, along with my wife, Jennifer, host a weekly podcast called Marriage After God. After you're done being encouraged by our dear friends at Courageous Parenting, we'd love to invite you to check out the Marriage After God podcast, where our desire is to encourage you to grow closer to God and your spouse by sharing with you what God is teaching us in our marriage and by digging deep into God's word. We share intimately and transparently, and we love to go deep into scripture. Thank you again for letting us have a few moments with you. Now, please enjoy the rest of Courageous Parenting podcast, and don't forget to check out the Marriage After God podcast when you're done.
Welcome to Courageous Parenting Podcast, a weekly show to equip parents with biblical truth on raising confident Christian kids in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Angie from Courageous Mom.
And I'm Isaac from Resolute Man.
We've been married for 21 years and have seen the fruit from raising our 8 kids biblically based on the raw truth found in the Bible.
We can no longer let the culture win the hearts of children. Too many children from Christian families are walking away from their faith by age 18. And it doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. Join us as we start an important conversation about effective parenting in the fallen world.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Courageous Parenting Podcast. We are so excited. Today, we have a special guest with us, Rebecca Hatfield. She is the president of SecondVote.com. If you have been following me at all on Instagram, then you know that I've been sharing about Second Vote in my stories because it is a great resource. And we're going to talk a little bit about that pretty soon. But I just wanted to welcome you guys. And before we dive in here, I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been leaving reviews on iTunes and leaving comments, sharing. All of that makes such a huge difference as we are pursuing to impact 10 million legacies for the glory of God and encourage parents in their parenting. And so, yes, we have a very interesting guest with us on today. We're not talking a lot about parenting too much, but this is very, in my mind, in my perspective, I think that this is very relevant to a lot of moms and dads out there because obviously we are spending money providing for our families. And a lot of things have become aware to us in the last few weeks, especially, but in the last few years, and we want to raise our kids aware of how they're spending their money too, because that's a biblical principle. So welcome, Rebecca. We're so happy to have you here. Would you mind sharing with our audience a little bit about yourself?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me on, Angie. So I'm a mom of 7. I am also a preacher's daughter. I grew up in a family with 5 children, and we traveled a lot. I spent most of my life traveling, moving, spent a little bit of time living in the British Virgin Islands, which was really nice. I really love serving, ministering, and just meeting people. I've always enjoyed that. When I became a mom, that was what I really always wanted to grow up to be. I have spent time in retail management. I've done accounting. I've done several different jobs before I became a mom. But then when I got married and had children, I quit and stayed home with my children because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I homeschooled my children. And I just could not. It started out with just I couldn't put my first child on that school bus. You know, I just couldn't do it. But then it just became a way of life. So for us, it was just life, and it became a wonderful learning experience along the way. So yes, it's been a delight to be learning and growing with 6 girls and 1 boy. So, and everyone feels so sorry for my one son, but I'm like, no, he has it good. He has 2 older sisters to keep him humble, and then 4 other ones that just adore him. So he really doesn't have it that bad.
Well, that's fun. That's like almost the opposite of us. We have 7 sons and 2 daughters. So
almost. Yeah,
that's right. So we're close there. And it's such a fun dynamic when you have so many of one gender, isn't it? It's like,
it is. Wow,
it's so different from other families that you meet that have the opposite gender. Anyway, up close and personal, my daughter-in-law comes from a family of 11 and she has 7 sisters. So there were 8 girls and 3 boys in that family. So I kind of have like a glimpse. Must be exciting in your home. Well, I am really thankful to have you on the podcast. Maybe you could share a little bit about SecondVote.com and what the mission is, or the purpose, if you will. This is a resource for those of you who are listening that I've been recommending because you rate companies on conservative values, right?
Yes, I do. Judeo-Christian values. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So how many companies would you say you guys have evaluated so far?
Okay, right now we have estimated about 1,800 companies that are publicly traded companies, and we have those published. We have another 1,000 that are already scored, but they're not companies that would be consumer used companies. So we have a total of 2,800 there, and then we have another 1,000 nonprofits, but the nonprofits are not published right now. We are working on getting those published eventually as well. So, and out of our demographics right now, only 17% of that population actually score very well in being conservative. So if we have a scoring system, 5 would be very conservative, 1 would be liberal. And out of that population, only 17 score over a 3. So if you think of 3 being neutral, which is, we celebrate 3 too, because that means they're just doing their business.
Right.
They're just minding, you know,
their agendas. Yeah.
Right. They're not political. They're just doing, you know, minding business. Like we used to say about, well, Chick-fil-A, just minding their nuggets. So we want them to do just mind your nuggets. Don't go woke. Just mind your nuggets, Chick-fil-A. And, so that's 3, only 17% score of that population score over a 3. So that's a very small portion. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So mm-hmm. Now before we dive into all, cause I have a lot of questions in my head now,
right.
Like thinking about that could be very exciting to talk about. You know, a lot of moms are feeling probably more so than men, although I think all people are probably a little overwhelmed because in the last few weeks, since the overturn of Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. there has been this massive exposure
of bombarding.
Oh yeah. It's just everywhere bombarding of like, yeah. Oh, that company's woke. That company's woke. Mm-hmm. That company's woke. And not just that. I mean, before that we saw the drag queen parties and there's just been a push of one agenda after another on our children, but also through companies. When you go into a store, for example, without naming too many names, there are companies where you walk in and you're literally surrounded by pride stuff everywhere, for example, right? So It's, and then you think to yourself, okay, how did they fund to put all these things here? Well, it's the money that comes yes. in from us purchasing, right?
Yeah, it does.
And then there are other, you know, some of these companies, well, a lot of them probably, we're just now becoming aware of how many of them are actually investing in things like Planned Parenthood, for example. Like I'm not afraid to say the name Starbucks, obviously, like that's known to everyone that they're the coffee shop that has been since, I think it was 2017, they've been funding Planned Parenthood, matching mm-hmm. their employees and encouraging their employees to give to Planned Parenthood, right? And
yeah.
so,
yeah.
There's just one thing after another to where you almost feel like, I mean, some Christians, like for me, I have a personal conviction about going to Starbucks just because it feels icky knowing that right. that's where some of my funds are going to be going. I just,
exactly.
that's a personal thing. And I get that not everybody has the same conviction, and I by any means don't want to push any of my personal convictions about those things on other people. But I do think that this is a very helpful conversation for people. And I hope that when they walk away, they feel like there's some hope that there's another company that can help them navigate this if they have been convicted about their
right. sin. Right. If they choose to do an alternative, we can help educate them and empower them with knowledge to make that alternative. We don't advocate boycotts. What we want to do is empower consumers with the knowledge to make a choice of, you know, where they want to shop, where they want to choose to put their money. If they want to stay with where they're shopping, then that's their choice. No judgment. That's between them and God.
Mm-hmm. You just said a very powerful word. It's choose and choice, right?
Choice. Yes.
And that's one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize, like when you get into a habit, because as humans, we're creatures of habit.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we can start, it's kind of like if you have the same dentist for a really long time mm-hmm. and don't realize that you actually have a choice and you could choose to go to a different dentist, but because yeah. of this habit and the relationship that you have built with the dentist, you don't change. Right.
And that in bank accounts. Oh, bank accounts are horrible to change.
Oh, For sure. Or like, yes, yes, for sure. And so I think that sometimes as consumers, there's even an emotional with some stores. There have been studies where there's like an emotional connection for women. I specifically just read an article about women in Target and this emotional yes. connection about the shopping experience. And that it's this brings this joy to them, mm-hmm. that the idea of not doing that or going there is like a breakup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there's this emotional like cutting off of a relationship that they don't want to do.
Yeah. And so, well, because they feel deprived of something.
Right, right, right. And so this topic, though, it could be that way for a lot of things, right? Like even cars we buy or different things like that. And so you know, for those of you who are listening, Rebecca and I both talked about this briefly before. We want you to know that it is to one man's conscience what you do, mm-hmm. as we're diving right. in here. And you don't have judgment from either of us on mm-hmm. this, like she was just saying. But we do want to encourage you that you do have a choice. And so right. if you do know of alternatives where you could be supporting a conservative valued or a like-minded valued company right. over one that is actually against and even in some cases hateful towards your values, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you choose that, right?
And that's the thing. It's not just that you're giving money to an organization that is supporting things that you don't agree with. It's that you're also choosing not to support local or not to support a conservative company. And that's all of us collectively, not just you, somebody, the listener, or you know, it's collectively, it's our choices that matter. And so choosing local, we always say shop local, love local, give local. When you go to give like birthday gift cards or anniversary gift cards or Christmas gift cards, where do you usually give your gift cards? It's usually a big retailer because that's what will go, oh, thank you.
If you give a there, they might be living nearby, right? And you think, oh, they have a Macy's there, or they all have a Starbucks there, or they, yep.
Right. So but it's the local entities when you have a fundraiser that you're going to go and ask, can you help support this? Can you, you know, the local ones are going to be the ones that help you out when you're needing help. When you're wanting to get a gift card, are you going to go back to that local entity and get a gift card? Mm-hmm. Yeah, not always. So we really want to support local.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me about the mission behind Second? Okay.
Empowering consumers. I mean, that really says it all. We want to advocate for consumers by giving them the information that they need to make wise choices, to make informed, wise choices. And that's really what it's about. We do the research. We do the work, scouring the internet, scouring the 10K, the SEC 10Ks and the IRS 990s. And we look at the websites of these companies. We look at their, if we have access to any of their corporate initiatives or policies, and we comb these and we score these. Every initiative that they have or every action has a score. So it is, and it's a geometric weighted score. So for instance, we have six issues that we score on. That would be life, basic freedoms, civil safe society, environment, Second Amendment. There we go, Second Amendment. So those are the issues that we score on. And life is going to be the heaviest weighted score. So for instance, if they did wonderful things in all the other issues, but they gave to Planned Parenthood a large sum of money to Planned Parenthood, none of those other wonderful things that they did would redeem that donation to Planned Parenthood. They would still have a composite score.
Position. Right. I got you.
Right.
I want to take a moment and give you something for free, if you haven't got it already, is the Date Night One Sheet. It is a beautiful document you can download that will has some key questions on it for your date night to just get in alignment about what's most important for your family. No matter what time of year, it's always important to recalibrate. You can get that by going to CourageousParenting.com and subscribing to our mailing list. Also, you can get all of our show notes and everything at CourageousParenting.com. And I also just want to share real quick about the Parenting Mentor Program. So many families are being transformed by going through this. It's the 6-week self-paced program with live engagement from us and even direct interaction. So if you want to join us, here's a little bit more about it. You can find out more at CourageousParenting.com.
Steve and I realized that we were getting too comfortable with the world's vision of how to raise our children.
What Angie and Isaac have done in creating this is literally phenomenal.
This program provided awesome scripture-based teachings and just some really great practical applications.
This class has just really rocked my world.
It has given me a vision for not just the different things that we might focus on as parents who are trying to raise our kids biblically, like how our kids are behaving or what we're doing with discipline, but also the things of the heart.
We now have a game plan to how we want to raise our children. We have so many answers to the questions that have been in our mind.
It's not just these hypothetical situations, or it's not just this, here's what I think you should do. It's, let me show you where in scripture this is.
Do your legacy a favor and yourself a favor and just do it.
One of the best things that we've done this year, one of the best investments we've made this year, and I could not recommend it more.
We're no longer fearing dark days ahead, but we're so excited to raise lights to be leaders for the next generation.
Okay, so I think that a lot of us have realized that companies for the first time were doing things that we never thought we would see, like bailing out pro-choice protesters out of jail, for example. Do those things also go under the life category, if you will?
Yes.
That's a thing. Or paying for their travel to go get an abortion, because that's not Planned Parenthood, but that's...
Any action that promotes abortion would be counted as a pro-choice action. Gotcha. Absolutely. And it has to be, like, we can't, we've had some people say, well, look at what Home Depot is doing. Why are you scoring them this way? We have to have things that are actually documented and verifiable. We can't have just hearsay. Well, we saw them do this in their store. We saw a display, or we saw a rainbow somewhere. You know, it has to be something that is actually published by, you know, by the company.
Okay. So, so you guys do these ratings on many different companies. You were just talking about 1,800 of them are published, right?
Yes. Yes. 1,800.
Many more that are coming, even nonprofits, which is
exciting. Right.
And when you're doing these evaluations, you guys, it's not you actually, right, Rebecca? You have a team. Why don't you tell me about the company a little bit?
Right. So we have a team of 12 researchers and technology specialists that are doing all this research. They're also building a wonderful app that is about to be launched. I'm so excited about it. And that's also a phenomenal web plugin. So basically, when you download this plugin, when you're searching the web, if there's a company that's been scored, it's going to pop up what that company score is for you.
So wait. You're saying that if I was to plug in this plugin on my computer, and let's say I was gonna go to gap.com, the rating would pop up.
Yes.
And then that would be like a little, like a yellow flag or a red flag, depending on the rating, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It would give you the score.
Okay. So for people who they don't want to constantly be having to go to a website before they go shopping, this is going to be a very easy tool to have on their server.
Exactly. Wow.
That's a pretty cool resource right there.
It is.
And so why don't you tell me a little bit more about the company? How long? I see the 10 years behind you.
Yes, this is our 10 years. We've been in business, so we're not new to this. 10 years.
Yeah.
It's celebrating it this year.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm really excited about it.
It's interesting. When you told me that you guys had been around for 10 years, my initial reaction was, wait a minute. So for 10 years, I could have been choosing to purchase in different places than I probably was. I think that I'll just be honest, like this concept of voting with your dollar, which I had never heard anywhere until my husband actually said it in a podcast. And now it's like lots of people are talking about this
concept,
which I think, you know, if we were to pick like a biblical terminology, we would talk about stewardship and using our money for the glory of God, recognizing it's His, and we have a responsibility to steward what He's given us well, as best as we can. Here's where the grace enters in. Sometimes you can't always know, and we don't have the time, as you know, to be constantly researching, which is why using a tool like yours is very helpful. But we do the best we can, and we give the rest to God. Is kind of like the terminology I say that all the time in parenting. I do the best I can, and then I give my kids to God.
Thankful for His grace. Well, and I always say, like, if your child has a fever at 3 a.m. and there's a Walgreens 24 hours down the road, and that's the only thing you can get, and you need that for your child's fever, go get it. You know, that's
right. Or if you're like, you have a car that comes from a company that you no longer would be happy to be supporting, but replacing a car is a very expensive feat. And maybe not. Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, so you already gave them your money. You just give that to God, right? But you make better decisions in the future, or more. When I say better, it's not like you were making a bad decision. It was just less informed than you can in the future. And you thank God that you are aware of things now, right? Mm-hmm. I think that there is an encouraging perspective in all of this that I think that there is a, we can count ourselves blessed that so much has been exposed. Mm-hmm. I think of First John that says that we're to bring sin into the light, and that light, that then there's mm-hmm. power in the darkness, right? And, and, you know, I think also where God just tells us have no part in darkness. And so our hearts is what God cares about. And mm-hmm. we need to do our best to have no part in darkness, right? And support the companies that are trying to do good in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously Judeo-Christian values, our idea of what's good is very different from the more liberal counterpart of how people would argue, right? They're just very mm-hmm. different. And so having a strong, like being confident in what you believe and letting your faith really infiltrate your politics. Because as you and I were talking about, Jesus got political.
He did. He did.
I loved you.
He didn't say, I'm sorry for it. He didn't apologize or back down.
No.
Right. Well, you know, we were talking about the Roe versus Wade decision on reversal. I think that is exposing and shining some light into darkness, because we are seeing companies, we're seeing some Christian organizations that we thought would be pro-life turn pro-choice and take a pro-choice stance. And it's disheartening, but it is shedding light into the darkness.
For sure. So, you know, it's interesting. How would you, I'm going to ask you kind of, I don't know if it's a hard question, maybe it's an easy question, but as a mom of many, you have seven, mm-hmm. I have nine, we're homeschooling our kids, right? And we mm-hmm. want to pass on a better legacy, right? Like I think that every parent would say that regardless of
absolutely
where they come from. And so one of the things that we've been talking to our kids about so much, especially in the last few weeks, is being aware how we're spending our money, right? Mm-hmm. And recognizing that that does actually make a difference. Now you just mentioned that boycotting doesn't actually make impact. Could you explain the difference between boycotting and then share with all of the listeners about the feature that you have to email people? Because I think that that's super powerful. That voice.
Right. Okay. So yes, we do not advocate boycotts. Boycotts have not proven to be effective in the past. So, and it is a negative action. Hmm. For one thing, companies still provide jobs, and they still, our economy depends on companies. So boycotting is counterproductive. It just really is. Now, if you personally say, I just can't shop at this place, then that's your personal choice and we support you. That's fine. That's why we leave the decision between the consumer and God. That's up to you. We're not going to tell you where you should and shouldn't shop. We're going to give you the information and let you make the decision. Now, what we a lot of times tell people when they say, well, there's just not a better option than, like, for instance, Amazon. There's a lot of times not another option besides Amazon. And so this is what we recommend when there doesn't seem to be a better conservative alternative. Go to the companies that you feel that have the monopoly and you feel like you're forced to use. Email them through our website and tell them, I don't like these initiatives that you're supporting. I want you to change them. I would like to continue to use you, but you continue to support things that I don't agree with. So if we come together, our voices of many is much more powerful than a one or two. You know, individually, we can't do as much as we can collectively.
And secondvote.com actually provides the proper email. So a lot of times people don't know where to start as far as being activated, if you will,
and
voicing their opinion, simply because they're like, well, I don't know if anybody important is even going to see this, so I'm not going to take my time to do it. I know I've thought that. And so to have a place like secondvote.com, where you can literally click on it and it's going to give you the correct email, and then you right. just share your opinion. That's very empowering for people. Right. And so I think that that aspect alone takes it to a new level where people who are really convicted can mm-hmm. go a step farther, right? So you can exactly. shop with your vote with your dollars for sure. Mm-hmm. But right. at the same time, you can also voice your opinion to those people. And hopefully, I mean, if they get thousands and thousands of emails, that could make a
difference. Huge difference. And that's how we're going to tip the scale between, like right now, that 17% of that population that we have scored, that's how we're going to move it towards a larger percentage, is by telling these companies, because in a capitalism system, it's the consumers that are the guardrails. And until we say enough is enough, I don't like this, stop this, they're going to continue to do whatever they want. We have to speak up and say, stop, we don't like this. We don't want this anymore.
Right.
It is up to us.
It is. And so what would you tell the mom that is looking for alternatives, mm-hmm. that is just feeling like, okay, so that's great. So I'm going to go to the website. I'm going to put in Amazon. I'm going to put in Apple. I'm going to put in all these different things, and I'm going to get these ratings. And then I'm just going to feel really sad because
it is discouraging, but this is, and this is the reality of where we're at. Our recommendations are, first of all, to get informed, to educate yourself. Because until you know, then you don't know. And, it's not empowering if you don't know. Knowledge is power. So get informed. Pray about our world, of course. Pray the Lord will have mercy on our country. But also register to vote. And but actually go vote in all the elections, And then also volunteer. Get involved. Whether it's with our organization, Second Vote needs volunteers, but anything in your community that could make a difference, get active, because making changes starts little by little. It's not going to be just a big election that's going to make a change. It's going to be the everyday choices that we make. Your first vote is with your at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet. And those are little, tiny little changes that we can make. And it is going to be the daily changes that we make.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it's so true. I was even thinking about COVID and how we all saw how local legislature dictated how mm-hmm. local citizens were living their lives, regardless of what was being done at the federal level. There was and that's why, like, state to state, it's so different. We're seeing that even with the Roe versus Wade, right? We're seeing which states mm-hmm. are going to support abortion and which ones are anti-abortion.
Exactly.
And there's a huge impact there, but I do think that there is a lot of divisiveness that I am seeing that is happening. And even though I have shared quite a few different things, as I've just become aware of things, I'm like, hey, moms, do you realize this? Like, okay, so I'm in the birthing industry. I have been a doula for many years. I'm postpartum mm-hmm. childbirth educator. And what is happening and has been happening, I immediately had a sensitive spirit to, where the leftist agenda was pushing some misinformation, talking about DNCs and how miscarriages aren't going to be treated and you're going to die.
I just did a script for Charlie Kirk's show on that, how the doctors, that the liberal doctors are the same, and it's probably the same ones that were pro mandates, are using that, and it is lies. It is absolute lies. They are using science, and they're politicizing medicine, and they're not going with science.
100%. And they're using emotional manipulation to make women fearful of getting pregnant in hopes that that will sway them on their political stance regarding mm-hmm. abortion. It's sickening to me.
They want us to say, oh, well, there is actually a need for abortion.
No, there is not. And it's not an abortion when a baby has died. And it's very different. And it's tough on moms. I've lost two babies, and one of them I had to have surgery. I almost died.
I've lost six. I know that pain.
Yeah. And so there's just this immediate, I cannot believe this person is lying through their teeth like this. And it's going viral, and how many women are going to be deceived because of it and potentially die because they're pro-life and they won't want that surgery because they don't want to have an abortion. And then they do die. because right. of eyes, not because the surgery is not available, not because treatment's not available. So just even with that happening recently, the lies that are out there, it is refreshing to know that there is going to be a legitimate place that has like-minded values that maybe not in everything line up, but on a lot, to where you can go and vet things. And I think that this is going to be, I think this is going to be huge. I have to share something with you because this was crazy. I shared about Second Boat and did a link to you guys in my stories. And I had this highlight, right, where I did like the no sign, no buy, because I was trying to come up with something that was like five letters for the highlight, right? Because you can't yeah. do a big thing. And they, Instagram, Meta, censored it. There's a little like red exclamation point on yep. all four of my stories that links to you guys specifically. When you look mm-hmm. at who engaged with it, the first slide got 9 people. The second slide had 1. The third slide had 3 out of like almost 29,000. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. They do not want you guys to be flourishing. And yeah. so you're up against an enemy.
We are David and we are up against Goliath. We are absolutely shut down by Meta.
It is so sad. I know that I've personally experienced it. We've experienced it with Courageous Parenting a little bit as well. And when you speak truth and that truth reveals what is going on behind mm-hmm. the scenes, they got each other's backs and it's yes. not good. And what's sad is that there isn't a lot of getting each other's backs within the Christian or conservative world. There needs to be more of that.
Yes. That is one thing that I have wanted to champion is Christians. Let's come together and work together instead of stepping over each other or stepping on each other. Let's move together and go forward instead of horizontal. Let's make something happen here, you know? And it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. It's interesting. I don't know if you knew this, but when Isaac and I have this parenting mentor program that we do like mm-hmm. 6 weeks, and we've had a few thousand parents that have gone through the parenting mentor program and our weekly podcast. But in the program, we were actually kind of stuck in Facebook for a while because we did our lives in a private group. So when people would sign up, they had their curriculum, their 10 hours of curriculum, but then the 3 90-minute lives took place in the Facebook group. And we had tons of people coming to us saying, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore. It's going Meta. Like, I don't want to do this. Right. And so we looked up right. what it meant. It means death in Hebrew. You probably already know this.
Yeah.
And we were like, ugh. Okay. So yeah, we don't want to be on here, but we're in the world, not of it until
right.
they get us. But we don't want to force anybody in having to be here if it's against their conviction. So we invested and created an app ourselves primarily for the group so that mm-hmm. our group wouldn't have to be in there, but it's become this really sweet community that's kind of like social media in some ways. And we have our kids' podcasts, all our podcasts are in there, all the things. And it's become like the place where if we get deleted, people can find us there. And so it's right. been helpful, but this is what needs to happen actually, is that Christians start building companies or alternatives for others, because there aren't a ton actually, right?
Right.
Like, right. you know, like the coffee thing I brought up a couple times, we're actually going to be selling coffee in like 3 weeks. It's called Courageous Coffee. And so we're trying to do our part, but also like find ways that we can fund the ministry that don't depend on being on social media, that don't depend on, do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. yeah. Well, I got to share. Okay. So I'll give you a little snippet of what we're trying to do. We are working on helping small businesses with a small business alliance that will, our companies that are scored 3 and up, we're going to go to them and try to get discounts for the small businesses that join. But also we want to help develop products to get small businesses off of Google, Microsoft, and Amazon. So we're working on developing alternatives to those products, so those companies, so they don't have to use those. And also working on providing like a packet, a startup packet. So when you're an entrepreneur and you're starting up a small business, you already know where to go when you need, you know, a website, when you need, you know, payment processing. What are the conservative options?
That's awesome. Because so many people have been coming to us in the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
COVID stuff happened, going,
right.
I don't know if I want to work for this company anymore. And we've been like campaigning, you need to have a plan B for your right. job. If you work for someone, the smart thing to do in providing for your family is to have a plan B and to be working for yourself, to have something on the side, mm-hmm. streams of income, because this world is nuts. It's nuts. And a lot of people are like, I don't even know where to start. So to have something like that would be hugely helpful for a lot of people. That's very cool.
That's what we're working on in the future.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rebecca.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, it's been a blessing to me to actually find something that has been around a while mm-hmm. and is a resource that is easy for people to use. Because a lot of us, I know, we're just going, well, how are we going to find this out? We don't have time to research.
Right. Now yeah, it is.
You know, we don't have to. I can't wait till your plugin works. That's awesome.
I know. I can't wait to launch it. It's coming out soon.
That's so awesome. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today. For those of you listening, this was Rebecca Hatfield, the president of secondvote.com. And you guys keep an eye on this organization because they are obviously going to have some tools that are going to be beneficial to you guys. So thanks so much. We'll see you guys next time. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. For more resources, go to CourageousParenting and CourageousMom.com for free online workshops, blog posts, and best-selling courses. Also, we wanted to quickly tell you about our 6-week online parenting mentor program. Isaac and I created a powerful biblical curriculum. Here's how it works. Each week, we release a video with a downloadable parenting packet to make it easy for you to incorporate those teachings directly into your parenting.
This is an incredible self-paced program where we cover everything from obedience training to overcoming mistakes most Christians are making. But more than that, it's a supportive community. You'll have access to our private online group, live webcasts, and the Courageous Parenting text message line where Angie and I can send you weekly encouragements straight to your phone.
If you're interested in joining our next online parenting mentor program, secure your spot now at CourageousParenting.com. That's CourageousParenting.com.